We welcome you to this week's service from Mooresville United Methodist Church. Today, in our Easter Sunday service entitled, Christ the Lord is Risen Today, Pastor Glass focuses on Jesus' death and resurrection and how it symbolizes that the worst thing is never the last thing. The last thing belongs to God, and it is a world of life, love, and victory. We will now join Pastor Glass with this week's service.
Good morning and happy Easter to all of you. Praise the Lord because Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Absolutely. I want to welcome you as we are gathered together for worship on this Easter Sunday, and I want to say how honored I am that you are joining us, whether you are joining us in person or you are joining us online as we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. There are a lot of things going on in the life of our church, and I do encourage you to follow us on Facebook or to visit the church website so you can stay up to date with upcoming events and activities.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The first reading today is from Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. So if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Melinda.
And now, today's message.
Our gospel reading for today comes from Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 10. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples he has been raised from the dead. And indeed, he is going ahead of you to Galilee, and there you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings," and they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers and sisters to go to Galilee. There they will see me." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated, please. So I do want to welcome each of you again today. I am so glad that you are here to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus with us. Whether you're joining us in person or worshiping online, I pray that this will be a time that draws each of us closer to God. Have you ever had the experience of learning something new or experiencing something new that just absolutely was like, mind-blown, and changed your way of thinking and really changed how you saw everything? I know I've had experiences like that, and apparently the Skit guys have had that experience too. Let's watch.
Hey, thanks for helping me get this ready. My kids love Easter.
Who doesn't love Easter, am I right?
Yeah, that's true. But if you think about it, leading up to that first Easter, Jesus had it pretty rough.
Wow, I never really thought of that. I wonder whatever happened to that guy.
Well, you know, he died on the cross. Yeah.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
No, that's a different guy. I'm thinking of the Jesus that, what's his last name?
No. It's the same guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yep. I just never connected the two together before. Jesus on a cross. I wonder whatever happened to that guy.
He came back to life. 3 days later.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, we're still talking about Tomb Jesus.
Yeah.
That's the same guy?
Yeah, he died on the cross for our sins.
No, that's a different Jesus.
No, same one. Died on the cross, was buried in the tomb, came back to life, and now he sits at the right hand of God.
Wait, cross Jesus is the same as the right hand of God Jesus?
Yeah.
Not separate Jesuses?
There's no separate Jesuses.
I just never put them all together before.
No, it's still one guy.
Wait, you understand what this means, don't you? One guy did all of that? I mean, that changes history. That changes everything. That is big.
He deserves more than just jelly beans for his birthday.
Wait, so the Easter Bunny is the...
No.
That one guy changes everything. And that's what we're going to be looking at in today's message. But before we go any further, will you pray with me, please? Holy God, not because of me, not through me, but in spite of me and all of my shortcomings, let your perfect word come to your people. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, Amen. So when I was a little girl, we would watch The Wizard of Oz every single year. It was on television every year, and it was like a family ritual that we would watch it together. I remember being terrified of the flying monkeys. Did anybody else find them frightening? I remember being in awe of Judy Garland's voice and Glenda the Good's magic. And it clearly is an iconic movie because in recent years we've had Wicked and The Wiz is now being advertised again. And there are lines from that movie that I can still remember to this day, right? Like, I'll get you, my pretty, you and your little dog too, right? Or, pay no attention to that man behind the curtain, exactly. This morning I hold a special appreciation for The Wizard of Oz because I think in some ways it gives us a way to talk about the mystery and the glory and the wonder of Easter and the resurrection. And mystery really is the right word. It is hard for us in our limited human language to begin to describe and explain exactly what happened on that first Easter day. I don't know exactly how it all unfolded. The scriptures talk about angels and stones being rolled away, and some people recognize Jesus, and some people don't recognize Jesus, and it all is beyond what human language is able to convey. But I will say, when I hear the story of the resurrection, I know we are not in Kansas anymore. You remember in the movie The Wizard of Oz, Dorothy is hit on the head during the tornado, right? She begins to dream, and everything is different because what does the movie look like before the dream? It's black and white, correct? And then everything changes when she's not in Kansas anymore, and it's in this vibrant Technicolor beauty. Before, the scenery around her was familiar, and now nothing fits together like it did before. She's in a completely different world. And she looks at this new world and says to her dog, Toto, we're not in Kansas anymore. We're not in Kansas anymore. And I think that's a good illustration of what the resurrection means. We're not in Kansas anymore. Nothing is like it was before. Whatever happened at the resurrection of Jesus, it was something that was so powerful that the world no longer fits together the way it used to be. Today we are in a brand new world, a world as different from the old one as black and white is different from the Technicolor movie. Talking about the resurrection is hard because our language is limited, but I think the resurrection is like waking up and discovering that we are not in Kansas anymore. Let me give you a couple of quick examples of what it might be compared to. It might be like taking somebody from the country and introducing them to New York City for the first time. On New Year's Day, our youngest son, Joe, and his fiance, Sammy, went to New York City, and he absolutely loved it. He loved the energy, the vibe of the city that never sleeps. He loved all of the places that you could go to. And in some ways, it changed his perspective. He's not going to view cities the same way as he did previously because he's had that experience of being in New York City. It's like not being in Kansas anymore. The same is true when you take somebody who has spent their whole life living in the city and bring them here to the country, right? When you have been surrounded by sirens and horns and traffic and lights, and then you come to a place where what you hear are crickets and the sound of peeping frogs in the spring, it's like you're not in Kansas anymore. Your perspective shifts, things are different, and that's what happens with the resurrection. Our perspective shifts, and things are different. It's like falling in love and getting married. It's like your first job and that first paycheck, like getting a driver's license and your first car. It's like learning to read, which changes everything, or learning to play music, which changes everything. In some ways, it's like having a baby, because once you have a baby, your life is never the same again, right? I love that amen corner. Thank you, Connie. When babies are born, the parent's life changes, but so does the life of that child who has left the security of the womb to a wonderful new world. They're not in Kansas anymore. And that is how it is with Easter. With Easter, we are not in Kansas anymore. Things are not the same. From now on, life is victorious over death, and hope is victorious over despair. Joy is victorious over sorrow. Now, we know that people still die, and people still experience pain and sorrow, but the resurrection means that the worst thing is never the last thing. The last thing belongs to God, and it is a word of life and love and victory. Something happened at the resurrection that changed our world, and it's so powerful that the world can never be the same again. And that means we are not the same again either, because we are not in Kansas anymore, and the resurrection changes everything. Will you pray with me, please? Holy God, we give you thanks for the power of the resurrection, for victory over death and sin and sorrow and despair, for the gift of your Son, who brings life and hope and love and joy. We give you thanks that we are not in Kansas anymore. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. I send you out to share the good news that Christ is risen, and is risen indeed. And I send you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's service. Morrisville United Methodist Church has services at 10 a.m. every Sunday. You can participate along with us either in person or online via our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/MorrisvilleUMC. Sermons can also be seen via the church website at www.morrisvilleumc.org. Audio versions of past sermons get uploaded to the church website regularly. If none of these options work for you, you can listen to the sermons on the radio on 97.9 FM in the church parking lot. In unprecedented times like these, we pray for your safety, and we remind you that the road you travel always leads you home. Have a blessed day.